Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, October 10th, 2021, the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and also Thanksgiving weekend in Canada. My name is Father John Jaska, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to Jesus, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the man heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For humans it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible." This is the gospel of the Lord. Well, happy Canada Thanksgiving long weekend. It is a chance for us in Canada during the harvest to give thanks to God for the countless blessings that we have received, and to express that thanksgiving in serving those around us. So happy Thanksgiving as we celebrate and are thankful to God and thankful for family and friends as well. This is a powerful gospel for us this weekend. This man knelt before Jesus and said, "You know, what do I have to do to get eternal life? What do I have to do to get to heaven?" You know, and Jesus quotes the commandments and he says, "Listen, I've done all those things. You know, what else do I need to do?" And Jesus says, "You lack one thing. Sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." That's such a significant encounter and dialogue. You know, the danger is that we can make our faith following a set of rules, doctrines, canon laws, and we just need to be faithful to rules. You know, I've followed all the rules, therefore I'm a good person and I should get to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And we know our faith is not about rules. Do we have rules in our faith? Absolutely. They're there to help us out. They're kind of the guardrails that keep us on the right path. But our faith is built on a relationship with Christ. And that's what Jesus was really talking about to this rich young man. You know, your possessions have been the things that you have loved. If you want to receive the rewards of heaven, choose me, Jesus is saying. Sell all your possessions, give the money to the poor, let the poor benefit, but then follow me. Jesus was trying to, and in a loving way, because he said, you know, he looked at him, Jesus looking at him loved him, because he saw this rich young man who I think was trying to strive to do what is right and was looking for that direction, but also challenged him in letting go of those things that I think he probably preoccupied his time with, like all of us do. You know, Jesus is telling him, you know, fall in love with me. Give up all those things that really end up being burdens, really waste our time, really our baggage along the journey. Let those go and follow me. The reality of inheriting and celebrating the kingdom of heaven is being a faithful and loving disciple of Jesus, willing to surrender who we are and what we have, and completely giving our lives away to him. We heard in the gospel, when the man heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. You know, we don't earn our way into heaven by following certain rules. We don't earn our way into heaven following some kind of formula. We have to really give our hearts and our lives to Jesus and allow ourselves to be instruments of his love, to embrace the mission of discipleship, of being that safe harbor for people, to being compassionate, loving, and merciful, to follow wherever Jesus calls us, which means for us as Christians, as followers of the Lord, is the cross. You know, we don't know what happened to the rich young man. Did he end up following him? I think he went away grieving because he said, geez, what do I need to do? I need to give all this up. I need to give up all this stuff that I've worked so hard for. And I got to change my life, change direction, change course. And I think there is a grieving in any of that for any of us. When we want to embrace the Lord, we have to give up and, you know, in essence, not look back, but look forward following Christ. And we go on in here in the gospel, you know, Jesus says how hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. And it's not because, you know, the qualifications to enter the kingdom of heaven are difficult by God's standard. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, has given us the gift of eternal life. It's hard to enter into the kingdom because we don't want to let go of control. We don't want to let go of power. We don't want to let go of the things that we own. We don't want to give away our lives. That's what Jesus is talking about. You know, we have to let go and let God. We have to embrace. And the only way we can do that is if we fall in love with Jesus. And how do we fall in love with Jesus? But we need to let him enter into our hearts, into our lives. We need to talk to him. We need to listen to him through prayer and the sacraments. And we need to, you know, trust him that he has our best interests at heart. Is it easy to follow Jesus? No. How much does it cost to follow Jesus? Everything. What is the reward of following Jesus? A life well lived, rewarded not in possessions, but a pure and strong heart, and the kingdom of heaven. I think all of us can relate to the rich young man and whatever things that we kind of hold on to, things that we think are ours. And we can picture Jesus saying, yeah, you know what? You know, there's just one more thing. You're lacking one more thing. You know, fall in love with me. Set me first in your life. Give up all of those things that you have. Let them go. Help those in need. And follow me. It'll be a wild adventure filled with grace, with light, with hope, and with love. And we'll lead not only ourselves, but those around us and those in need we help bring to the kingdom. So as we get ready for this weekend, we can think about those things that we kind of need to let go. We need to look at opportunities to deepen our relationship of love with Christ. And then, you know what? Trust in him. You know, what are the things that dominate our time, our money? What are those things that we would not want to let go? And see how we can kind of let those things go and kind of put Christ first above all and be willing to follow wherever he calls us. In some ways, it's a leap of faith, but we would do anything for those whom we love. God bless you. We'll see you this weekend.